Welcome to The Synopsis. In this series, we bring you books in brief, short summaries of the greatest books of our time that you've always wanted to read. In the next few minutes, we'll discuss what makes these books so influential.
Hi there, Ahalya on The Synopsis, and today I'm bringing you a book that is definitely going to help. Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. Daniel Kahneman is a Nobel Prize-winning Israeli psychologist and economist renowned for his work on the psychology of judgment, decision-making, and behavioral economics. He teaches at Princeton University's Princeton School of Public and Internal Affairs, and in 2011, he was named by Foreign Policy magazine in its list of top global thinkers, making him someone with reliable advice on thinking. His 2011 book, Thinking Fast and Slow, is based on the premise that our behavior is determined by two different systems, one automatic or fast, and the other considered or slow. The first is impulsive, automatic, intuitive, and the other is thoughtful, deliberate, and calculating. And the conflict between the two determines our decisions. So first up, Kahneman introduces us to both the systems. System one, says Kahneman, is embedded in us as an intuitive and unconscious aspect of our personality that comes from how we humans evolved. A loud and sudden sound makes us jump without conscious control. Such a reaction comes from a survival toolkit that we as humans have developed to deal with danger. System two is a more considered path where we make decisions with consciousness, reason, and deliberation. Any activity that we do with focused attention, like reading a book or solving a mathematical problem, comes from this system. When we are on autopilot, our judgment is left with gaps and we jump to conclusions that are lazy, often incorrect, and employ the least amount of effort. But with focus and self-control, the noise in the head slows down and we arrive at more intelligent solutions. But one can get to that point only when one leaves behind the habits of a lazy mind. So then arises the question, what are the signs of a lazy, unthinking mind? Kahneman introduces us to a concept called priming. We are unconsciously conditioned to respond in a certain way because we are primed that way by social and cultural conditions. For instance, if we are surrounded by false information, racism, and prejudices all the time, we will start reflecting some of these habits or values. Research by American behavioral economist Kathleen Voss shows that the images and triggers connected with money prime individuals powerfully and make them focus on earning more and more by tuning out the needs of others. Another sign of a lazy mind is that it draws quick conclusions without thinking rationally. A lazy mind is most likely to believe a false conspiracy theory, for instance. The tendency to oversimplify things without sufficient information leads to errors in judgment. Sometimes we start attributing qualities to people they may not have due to exaggerated emotional coherence or the halo effect. Our positive feelings about someone are enough to make us put him or her on a pedestal. Then Kahneman touches upon the occurrence of a confirmation bias. So confirmation bias is the tendency to agree with information that supports our previously held beliefs, as well as to accept whatever information seems to resonate with our biases. This kind of bias keeps us locked in echo chambers and stops us from grappling with facts and data if they are not as simple as we would like them to be. Next arrives the idea of heuristics. Heuristics are little shortcuts we use to make quick decisions and to jump to conclusions. There are two types of heuristics, the substitution heuristic and the availability heuristic. The substitution heuristic is where we answer an easier question than the one that was actually posed. In politics, for instance, we may not have sufficient information about a candidate, so we will decide to vote or not on the basis of how they look, sound, or appear to be. If someone fits our mental image of a perfect leader, even if they are unqualified, we will vote for them. Availability heuristic, on the other hand, is where we overestimate the probability of something we hear often or find easy to remember. The more something is repeated around us, the more likely we are to believe it. This holds true in politics again, and in everyday things that we hear repeated about a person or some event. We also make mistakes when we struggle to understand statistics and make avoidable mistakes. Then Kahneman goes on to say that we process our past imperfectly most of the time because we judge it according to our feelings about it in the present moment, and also by trying to encapsulate the whole complex experience in the question, how was it on the whole? What we miss out on is what we felt back then. We also tend to pick and choose memories instead of remembering everything as it transpired. A phenomenon called duration neglect, where we ignore the total duration of the event in favor of a particular memory, also makes makes us remember the past imperfectly. Another phenomenon that leads to mistakes is the peak end rule, where we overemphasize what occurs at the end of an event rather than look at it in totality. Similarly, our lazy brain specializes in denominator neglect. This occurs when we ignore plain statistics in favor of vivid mental images. How our mind functions depends on how much energy it employs. We are in a state of cognitive ease when we do tasks that don't require our full attention. And when we mobilize more attention, we generate a lot of brain energy, causing more cognitive strain. Cognitive ease and the intuitive system 1 are closely connected, and the cognitive strain puts system 2 in charge. Both systems have their uses. While doing a task, we need to summon a perfect balance between ease and effort to both be creative and less prone to lazy mistakes. So how then do most human beings actually make decisions? According to one set of researchers, we all make choices according to the utility theory, where we choose the option which best serves us. Yet, as unpredictable humans, we make seemingly irrational decisions at times when we are swayed by a gut feeling or emotional factors. We are also susceptible to the prospect theory, where we make decisions based on our fear of a possible outcome rather than the possibility of a positive gain. Our mind also makes mistakes when it gets sucked into a false imagery of the world rather than seeing things as they are. In summary, Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman tries to explain the two systems that our brain works with, the intuitive system and a more deliberate one. To lead a balanced life, we must balance both so that we see the world as it is rather than as we presume it to be. And finally, leave that lazy brain behind. That is on Thinking Fast and Slow by Israeli-American psychologist Daniel Kahneman on The Synopsis with me, Ahalya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Synopsis, powered by Timber Media.